Now, you were quite active in World War I, and this you were on Navy ships then, weren't you? Or what was it you did do with connection with radio during the war itself?
Well, no, I wasn't so much on the ship, but the Germans had cut a couple of cables, and they had apparently tried to jam the New Brunswick Navy Station, which was the mainstay at the time, and there was a lot of fear that they might be able to interrupt all communication between Washington and the expeditionary forces in France. So Lieutenant Patenaud, who was the French liaison officer on communication, came to Alexanderson and said that he would like to have some sort of a receiving system which could be put up in France that would balance out any interference that the Germans might be able to make. And furthermore than that, he would like to have it arranged such that you could also put up a transmitter somewhere in the east part of France that would jam the nor interfere with the Germans, so they could not copy the United States stations. And it was sort of a radio barrage, and so that was called the barrage receiver. Well, of course, Alexanderson had about 25 ways of how you could do this, but it finally boiled down to one, and I was given the job of developing the barrage receiver. And it consisted of laying out wires on the insulated wires on the ground, 2 miles long, extending toward the signal that you wanted, and 180 degrees from it. So there's 4 miles of wire on the ground all together. And then I developed a method of controlling the intensity and phase from each of the antennas, and it was quite easy to get a very nice balance. And after playing around with this up in Schenectady for a while, I took it down to New Brunswick and set up 4 miles away from the New Brunswick station. This is New Jersey. And it worked so well that I could balance out New Brunswick and copy signals from Europe without any interference from New Brunswick. And one of these receivers was made up and sent over to France. It was installed, they tell me, at Versailles, and it just got in operation the day the armistice was signed. we found that this, the directive properties of this barrage receiver would balance out a lot of static, because in this part of the country, the static comes from the southwest, from the Gulf of Mexico and the southern states, whereas the signals that we're interested in are coming over from Europe, they come from the northeast. And so the Navy requested that a barrage receiver be installed at their main receiving station at Otter Creek in Maine, Otter Cliffs, I guess they call it, in nearby Harbor, Maine. So I installed one up there in 1918. It was about, the latter part of the summer. And it worked very well, but signals on the northeast wire were, from Europe, were excellent, but on the southwest wire they were all clobbered with static. And I thought that might be due to the fact that I had run the wire over a bridge in a roundabout way to get across the creek. And so I had the boys put a wire straight across the creek, and that didn't make any improvement. So finally I took the receiver down to the end of the southwest wire and found that the signals there from Europe were excellent. So it began to filter through my dumb skull that the wire was directed for some reason or another, unidirectional, and received them only one direction.